At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, welcome to George Massey Show, the George Massey Show. We're a day late, 2 days late. Day late for one show, 2 days late for another show. But we're going to talk about this Love in Paradise and MILF Manor because we have to. We can't miss out. I have this weird pimple right here. Hi, everybody. Waiting on Cara and Didi to get here. Cara and Didi. How is everybody doing? Everybody, welcome. We're getting the ladies are joining now. My notes. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
It's going on in and out. So let's hope it stays like this. At least to get through live anyway.
You sound so much better.
They put me on some strong medicine.
Good.
Because, I still got to back off, though.
Because we need your opinion on a lot tonight. So it's important that we can hear you. So, because before we get into Love in Paradise, I want to jump in. I want to do MILF Manor first.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a lot to cover with Love in Paradise alone, with just Kyle alone.
Yeah.
Like, there's still other stuff, right? So I want to talk about MILF Manor because we watched last season, right? We all watched last season, right? So the twist last season was the sons were the sons of the MILFs, right? So this season, They reversed it. So the sons are not in any way in relation to the MILFs, but their fathers are going to be on the show. And I guess also competing for love, which is really interesting. You know, I didn't know that because a lot of the women said that they're just not interested in older men. Like, I think, what was her name? Kelly Mack said that she just doesn't like older men. She said they smell bad, right? Like, she was just pretty blunt about it. She was just like, I think they smell like old people and I don't want to be with them. So I think that this twist isn't going to really work for people like her, you know, like for her, she's a 59-year-old. So I want to talk about the women's ages, right? Because the oldest person on the show is 59 years old. And like, how do y'all feel about a 59-year-old woman dating like a 21-year-old? Is that, it's okay, right? Like, I feel like if everybody is of age and consenting and can make those decisions, it's okay. Well, Didi, how do you feel? Is it weird?
That age gap is way weird. Now, I mean, it's okay to have an age gap. Age is just a number. But I mean, if they're young enough to be your grandchild, I mean, that's just, no.
I mean, that is true, because This is not like young enough to be their child. This is young enough to be their grandchild. So that is an interesting dynamic. So the guys are a little older this season, right? Like, I think the oldest one was like 27 or 29. How do we feel about older? Because I felt like last season, remember there was like a 19 or 20-year-old that was, it was really, the numbers were like really.
And we have another Joey this year. And
Joey.
Everybody fell in love with Joey last season, and they're falling in love with the Joey this season. Wow. So,
why is that? Is it because he's the youngest one here? Is he? I don't know, because there's an MMA fighter / model. There's a 20-year-old. Another twist was there's 6 MILFs, 5 boys. I don't want to say, that's not nice. It's 5 men. I don't want to say that. They're men. And so one woman is automatically shit out of luck because there's not enough.
Because now there's 10 men and 6 women.
Well, yeah, but remember, Kelly Mack thinks that all those men smell bad.
Yeah, so
because they're all too.
5 boys.
Well, yeah, she's got.
They probably don't do how they did last season. They're going to probably go on like a date or two, and then the guys are going to get together and vote their least favorite. That's how they did last season before.
Well, yeah.
So,
most of the guys were into Barbie. Barbie was the tatted former stripper.
Which is weird to me that that's who they picked.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did you think that they would pick? Like, who did you think that they would all go for?
I kind of figured that they were going to be Jamie, the first one.
Jamie, the 51-year-old. Yeah. She said she was 51, I wanted to check her ID. But not because I thought she was too young, but she just looked too young to be 51, yeah. Right? Like, she's super, super hot for 51. Like, I was like, why would you lie about your age and say it's higher? Because I was like, I'm thinking 41, right? Like, I just didn't see it.
So, Amy and, hold on, I got to get her name. Crystal. Crystal is gorgeous. And so is Jamie. I mean, they're all beautiful, but those two, I thought for sure those two would be pick number one.
Okay, so Barbie, I have a picture of her if you can see it. Does anybody else think she looks a lot like Tiffany Franco?
Yeah.
I couldn't, no. I saw it, and then I couldn't unsee it. Wait, do you not see it?
No.
Really?
Don't.
I see.
I think
she just looks like
a nothing. Happy. I mean, I don't like Tiffany Franco. Let's make that clear.
Really?
But Tiffany is a whole lot prettier than her to me, in my opinion.
But I think that looks like Tiffany when Tiffany was a little heavier.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. I was just like, I saw it and I couldn't unsee it. And I was like, man, she looks so much like Tiffany. You know, like she could be Tiffany's mom. You know, I was just like, this is so weird.
No, don't do Tiffany like that. No, Tiffany's a lot prettier.
Tiffany is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Tiffany's very, very, very beautiful. Yes. But I just saw that resemblance, and I had a really hard time unseeing.
I did not see her being picked number one. Like,
I don't know.
I already don't like her. As soon as she walked in, well, not even when she walked in, but whenever they were doing her like interview. And the way she was acting and the way she was like, I don't know. I was like, I already don't like her.
Yeah.
Well, she's the most popular one. And then they did this maple syrup challenge, which was really, I don't know if y'all know, but I'm like a germaphobe. Like, I don't like to be sticky or germy.
Disgusting.
Like, it gave me anxiety watching it because I was like, how do you get it off of you? Because, like, while they were doing the challenge, I was like, do you just jump in the lake? Like, I feel like you're gonna have maple syrup on you for like weeks. Like, how do you get it off of the crevices, like out of it? I was just made me ill. But they did the challenge, and who won? It was
the MMA, Crystal and the MMA,
I think his name is Chris. And then Barbie got to pick her own because she was the host. So she got to pick her own date, and she picked Jacob, which is the guy with British accent. Do accents do it for y'all? Didi, I feel like they do for you. Right?
I love an accent.
I gotta watch what I say. It depends on who has the accent. Let me put it that way.
Because I was like, I wonder if he's gonna be popular just because he has that British accent. You know, American women are suckers for accents, right? When they hear that accent, it's just like they lose all self-control, you know, like when they hear that, because, and you know, we all talk the same here in the U.S. So when you come across somebody who talks differently, it's very, very intriguing. And I was like, I wonder if he's going to be popular just because, you know, just because he has that accent. Oh, you don't watch it, Canada? You don't watch it? You should definitely watch this season. A lot of people protested last season because they did not like the idea of the moms and sons being on the same show together and dating each other's children. They protested. People even came after me for even talking about it. They hated it, but they changed it up. So there's none of that weird stuff anymore.
Not only that, they brought back their ex-husbands as well.
Yeah, so the ex-husbands are going to be there. No, wait. Not ex-husbands. It was their... Last season.
No, I'm talking about last season. Yeah, it was their sons and their ex-husbands. Yeah.
Which was weird, you know, but I think that this season is a little less risque. Because having the dads there is one thing. Because I feel like men are more competitive than anything. So it's more so going to be the son trying to win over the woman over their dad, which I think should be pretty easy. Because these women have made it very clear that men their own age don't do it for them. So bringing men their age there isn't really going to change anything.
I beg to differ. I think that they're going to be we're going to see a huge shift. I mean, they'll still like the boys, but I think there's going to be a huge shift when they go out on dates with a level of maturity that they need versus these kids. Because I don't care who you are. If they're 30 years younger than you, there is an entire level that you're not prepared for.
Yeah.
Most of these women, not all of them, but most of them have been married and divorced, have kids, you know, older than most of the boys that they're dating, all of that stuff. So I was trying, God, as hard as it is to try to picture it in your head or put yourself in their shoes, because my son's 29. There is no way in hell I would date a 29-year-old. But if it was like the age of his friend and it was 2 years younger than him, it's just so weird to me, so bizarre. I just, no.
I mean, I agree. I know it's 2024 and people are trying, everything is okay now, right? People are trying new things. I do think that dating someone half your age, it has difficulties. But like, we have watched people like Annie and David from 90 Day Fiancé. Like, there are people who manage to make it work. You know,
well, I mean, Kenny and Armando have a huge age gap, and Sean and Aaliyah from Love in Paradise, they have a huge
gap. Huge.
Yeah, but what is every one of their problem? Yeah. They all want babies. Yep. And the women can no longer give them babies. Yep. And well, except for Annie and David. David had the surgery. So now they're having to do something else for Annie to have a baby. But all these women that are getting younger men, that's why it's not lasting, because they want a child.
Yeah.
And these women can no longer give them a child.
This is kind of a good version of that, this MILF Manor show, because these women have been there, done that. Yeah. They have kids. The kids are grown. They were married.
They have grandkids. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is kind of like I don't need that aspect of it. That's why I look at it as more of a meet a younger guy, have a good time. I don't see anybody staying together.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, I think a woman that's 59 or in her 50s is not going to be able to live a 24/7 lifestyle with a 24-year-old man. It's going to be very difficult. The things that they, and I get that women can be very youthful, right? I know that there's a lot of women who go out and they play pickleball with their husband, and they go play golf and they do things with their husband. I get it. But 24-year-olds don't do the same things. You know, like, I feel like a woman in her 50s would want to go see a Broadway show. We're going to see a play. She wants to go do more sophisticated things, and a 24-year-old will want to go drinking. You know, and I feel like eventually it's going to get complacent and old and tired, and she's going to eventually want to find somebody who can understand her on the level that she's on. But again, I know, doctor, I don't know what people can and can't make work. I don't know what the differences are. I don't know how bad they want to make it happen, but I'm excited for the season. The season started out pretty strong. I thought that I liked the changes. I feel like they needed to change a lot about the show. I felt like the show last season, it was a little too much. And yeah. I felt like I had to put my hand over my eyes a lot because it was just getting weird. Like, moms shouldn't be filling up their sons. No, like, it was just, it was too much. So yeah. I really am happy that they put a little more class into the show, because it was very classless last season, and I get it. It was a attention grabber, but now there's a little less risque, nasty, incestuous feel to it, right? Like, it's more of a dating show that we can watch without having to, like, eventually put something over our face so we don't feel disgusting for watching it, right? Because I felt like I had to do that a lot last season.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so I want to jump over to Love in Paradise, because I watched Love in Paradise yesterday, and there's a lot going on, right? Like, we started out in Malta, and Kyle had this really long travel to Malta, and he got to the hotel. Well, she picked him up from the airport. They got to the hotel, and I assumed he was going to go and shower and get ready. Okay, so I travel a lot, right? And when I travel, the thing that I feel the most when I'm traveling is disgusting. Like, being really close to people makes me feel really weird. Like, so when I'm on a plane for like 4 hours, 5 hours, and we're all crumbled up together, and I'm using like a plane bathroom, like, the first thing I do when I get to my room, I don't eat, I don't drink, I take a shower, and I change clothes. It's just something, it's like a ritual for me.
Yeah.
I just feel like Because I don't know. I know you can't smoke on a plane, but I feel like my clothes smell weird, you know, because we were sharing all this air with all these weird people. That and the clothes that I wore traveling, I won't wear them again on my trip because I feel like they're dirty. So yeah. Kyle got there. He went to the room, and he's wearing, like, this blue T-shirt and these, like, weird colored shorts. And he works out, which you sweat doing. And he then goes out to dinner, and his reaction was when Annie asked him why he didn't dress appropriate for dinner, which was a very relative question that she needed to ask. And he said, oh, as Americans, we don't dress up for dinner.
So many times did he reference, in America, we don't do that. Do not lump us all together, because we're not all disgusting. First of all.
Exactly.
If I'm going out, especially on a date with the woman who I like, I'm going to dress to impress. I don't care if we're going to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm going to dress like I have some manners and I want her to be impressed with me. And it's weird because he has this weird dynamic about him where he's like, she needs to earn me. And he's like, she needs to earn points and she shouldn't be drinking. And if she wants to have me and to kiss me, she needs to earn it. And it's just a weird dynamic for me. You know, I get we want people to be confident and we want you to have a good high self-worth, but he makes it seem like she's below him and she should just be lucky to be in his presence. Like the way he was eating, I have a weird pet peeve with eating. Like I don't like to hear people eating. And I know this is weird, right?
No,
like I
don't say, like, same way. Right? If I hear you eating,
If I can hear you eating, like
eating really chewing gum, eating candy, I mean, I will throat punch you.
Yep.
Why in the actual hell did he shove the food down his throat? Like, okay, I get it. A 20-hour flight, you're really hungry. I totally understand, right? But when I go out with friends or a date, anybody in general, I have some manners, like the way that I eat. I use a napkin, I use my fork, and he was just like forking food in. And I was like, why doesn't he want to impress her? Not that was what was really confusing for me, because I was like, because she even mentioned it. You know, she was like, hey, why are you eating like that? Why? And he didn't even react. Like, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm hungry, or it's been a long time. He was just like, I don't like the waste food. Give me your food. I'm going to eat that. What is wrong? No, I don't want to say what's wrong with him, but why does he act this way? What is going on with him?
Chew with his freaking mouth closed. After he ate like a literal pig, he didn't even chew with his mouth closed. This guy is so disgusting. I should not have, which I do with everybody, but I should not have been digging on him prior, because this guy repulsed me before, but now he is so disgusting. I cannot stand this guy. I cannot stand this man. He is a terrible human being, period. And now he's gross on top of it.
Well, yeah, it's like there's levels to it. We automatically felt like he was weird and creepy, right? Like that was our first thing. And ironically, he said something on the episode that was funny to me. He said that he doesn't like to use public bathrooms or share like hotel rooms with strangers, because he's like weird by other people in his space. And I'm like, but sir, you travel to have sex with random people. It doesn't get more intimate than that. Like, that's like saying, oh, I'm a germaphobe. You can't be a germaphobe if you go to meet a person for the first time and y'all are having sex.
Yep.
Like, that's the ultimate display of germs, right? Like, I don't know what makes, I don't know. Like, I get the bathroom thing. Like, when I'm in public, I don't like to use public bathrooms. They're very dirty. I will wait hours, you know, until I can find like a really nice gas station truck stop, like really nice one, like a Love's. If I really have, like, I'll literally drive for hours. I get that. But the fact that he said that he can't share space with people, like a hotel room and a bathroom, but his hobby is meeting complete strangers and having sex with them. Like, and it's just, it doesn't.
That's not gross.
Like, that's not gross, right? Like, I get that. Like, I'm a real weird germaphobe. Like, honestly, I don't like, you know how some people like French kissing? I don't specifically like it because I don't like spit in my mouth of other people. Like, I'm a weirdo when it comes to germs, right? Like, people will say, oh, you're like an extra germaphobe. I am. Like, if we're in public, right? Like, I'll be with friends and they'll have a drink and they'll order a drink and they're like, oh, I ordered this. This is my first time having it. and they'll take a drink out of it and then they'll hand it to me, I can't drink out of it because I can't drink after other people.
No. Nope.
Like, I'm just weirdo, that's, right? Like, and I don't know why. In school, when I was younger, I could do it. We would share candy. We would bite off the same stuff. Now that as an adult, like, if somebody hands me a drink or they, like, want me to eat off their plate or eat off their fork, like, or if I eat off someone's plate, I have to use my own fork. I can't use their fork.
I won't in their mouth. Like, I'm, even do that.
I'm really, really weird.
I wouldn't even eat at the same table as this guy, much less share food with him.
But wait, what about when he kept saying good girl?
Yeah.
Like she was a dog. Kind of, you mentioned that. What was up with that? Because the back scratching, he's like, he has to have someone who's going to scratch his back. And he was like, she's scratching his back and he's like moaning super awkwardly. And he's like, that's a good girl. That's a good girl. Like she's some sort of dog.
Which is
like,
it's his first girlfriend, he said. His first real girlfriend.
Which checks out.
Which is disgusting. This poor woman. I feel so bad for her. But I have never, I mean, there's a lot of people on 90 Day and Love in Paradise and all the shows that I don't particularly care for. There's some I absolutely despise, Big Ed. And this guy makes me want to commit several felonies against
geez. Those hold jail time, Cara.
I know, but
why don't we have you and all your credit cards, George?
I feel like it would be worth it.
Oh my gosh.
I want to throat punch this guy so hard that he just literally makes my skin crawl. Makes my skin absolutely crawl off my body.
I was thinking, as someone who he claims is a sought-after donor, like women seek him out from all over the world.
There's no way. I call bullshit.
Right? Like, there has to be some sort of attractiveness or swagger or something, and I'm not picking up. Oh, so guys, I don't know if y'all know. I think I sent the video to you guys, but everybody at home, there was a woman who conceived with him, and she posted a video online. It's like a 30-minute video. And she went into detail of how it was a horrific experience for her. And she went into detail that she was filing charges against him. And there was actually another woman in the video as well who wouldn't show her face, but also spoke. And she also said that there was a lot of things that happened during this process that were horrible. And it made me scratch my head because I was like, well, I didn't understand, you know, how this is just a hobby. He doesn't want to make money from it. It's just something he wants to help people.
Okay. There was assault against these women. There is a whole Facebook group. Who is the real Kyle Gordy?
Yes. Okay. Did you, have you been to the group? I haven't made it to the group yet.
I haven't because you have to do all kinds of stuff to get in there and like a FaceTime call and stuff. So they can prove who you are, which I totally get. But every time I've thought about joining it, I've been at work or in a position where I couldn't do a call.
Yeah.
So I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to, because this guy has a neurological something genetic that is passed on. It's neurological and he doesn't disclose that. And so he's out there jeopardizing all of these women and all of their babies. And this guy just makes me ill. I'm just so pissed off. I can't.
I don't think we've even uncovered
a
tiny bit of what's going to come out. Also, someone sent me a video yesterday where he went to New Zealand.
And also, I just want to say, I see that the last 2 weeks he's commented on our reels. He's got to watch and blah blah blah. So Kyle, while you're watching this, I need you to know what a disgusting, repulsive human being I think you are, and you just make my skin crawl. And if I don't ever see you on my TV again, it'll be too soon. And that's a little bit of how I feel.
Just a little.
I mean, she was even talking about how she was trying to figure out how to get out of the situation. She was so uncomfortable.
Literally, at the dinner, she was like,
I wouldn't have had a thought about nothing. I would have throat punched him, and then I would have got up and walked away.
So one other thing, somebody sent me a video yesterday. I don't want to say who it was in case they don't want to be a part of it. But it was of Kyle on the news, and he has been denied entry to New Zealand. He said that he was there to do and impregnate a woman, and they held him at customs and wouldn't let him in the country. So I think, like I said, I think that we are going to be finding out more and more about this guy. Imagine being denied entry to a country like New Zealand. There's way more going on behind the scenes than we understand. Yep. And if the government of all these countries is looking at you, you know, and looking at you and asking you why you're there and then deciding to send you back. Like I said, I think that we think that there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but I think it's not even close to what's going to be uncovered. And in my opinion, if you were doing this, why in the hell would you go on TV? Yep. Like, if you knew that there was all these bad experiences with these women and all these people speaking out against you, why would you go on TV and have such a larger scale of a microscope placed on you? It's only going to make things worse. And that was really confusing.
I don't think he realizes the second his face hit the screen, there are podcasters and vloggers and bloggers and all the people out there that are doing their research on this nasty, terrible human being. Like, instantly, you Google his name and so much shit pops up instantly that without even digging. But once you start digging, good God.
It gets worse, right? Yeah. Like this. That 30-minute video, I think I saw it like over a week ago, and I watched the whole thing because people were like, oh, I don't want to watch others. Like, no, I want to watch the whole thing. I want to know what we're getting into.
Yep.
And I was just, it was just shocking. I don't want to talk about like the details that she put in the video. Maybe I'll post a video on my story or a link or something so people can go in and watch. I don't want to go and tell her story, you know, and yep. I know that, you know, in the state where she lives, she says she's allowed to file charges, but in certain states, you can't. So I don't want to go and talk about stuff like that.
I also want to preface this by saying that everyone's going to, I can't say everyone, but a lot of people will see this and be like, oh, she only came out because he's on the show. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. This is a YouTube video that was posted years ago.
Yeah.
So
it was over a year ago. So it had nothing to do. Oh, and this isn't his first time on TV. I was also sent a link to where he was on Vice, the channel Vice. And he did a show where he was talking about, he said, I think on that show, his goal was to have over 1,000 children was his goal. So, yeah, and this was, we're talking 5, 6, 7 years ago. So this isn't the first time that he's been on TV.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that it's really odd, though, that you would go on TV knowing that there's all these people, there's Facebook groups, you know, there's people against what you're doing, rallying against you. So you're opening that platform for us to see what they have to say.
Yep.
And I think that that's a really strange thing to do. But again, what he's doing is strange. This whole thing is freaking strange. Like, I've never heard of
anything. Strange and disgusting.
It is. And, you know, I think the gift of life is a beautiful thing, you know, but I've never heard of natural insemination, right? I've never heard of that. Like, I think when we were watching You, Me, and My Ex years back, some people did the turkey baster, right? I think Chantel and Jen, yeah, you know what? So yeah, we know that it's possible, but even them, and they're all very-
The daughter and a mom that did that as well.
Oh my gosh, you're right. The daughter and the mom. The mom inseminated the daughter with the turkey baster. So we've heard crazy, weird stuff. This takes the cake. This is the most craziest, strange story. And I, like I said, I think we're only at the top of it, the tip. I think it's getting way, way worse as we go on. And I can't imagine what else we're going to uncover as the weeks continue. So, yeah, I'm going to try to post a link to that YouTube on my story so everybody can go through and watch. Again, it's a 30-minute video. There's a lot to it. And she breaks down the whole story, how they met, how they interacted, what everything that happened and turned out to go. And then there's another woman as well from, I forget what country, Holland maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, and she gives a story of what happened between her and him. None of these are good experiences. None of it. Not one bit of it. Reading it and listening to it, it just makes you, like you said, your skin crawl. You feel dirty. It didn't happen to you, but you just feel dirty for the people that it happened to.
Yep.
All right, so I want to talk about Sean brought some wigs and hair extensions for Aaliyah. And I think that that was a nice gesture. Also, can we talk about Giuseppe, the doll? So Aaliyah yeah. has this doll that she carries around like it's a baby. I think it's cute. You know, I think it's cute. I mean, for her, because I know that she lives with her grandparents who are not okay with the way that she lives her life, first of all, as a woman. And then second of all, that she's with Sean. They don't agree with any of it. So I feel like that's a good way for her to focus her energy on something. You know, good for her. I can't imagine what it's like, you know, being in these countries where people are so closed-minded. You know, because we'll judge you, but we're not going to tell you you can't do it. Like in America, like, we'll judge you, but we're not going to tell you you can't do it.
If the grandparents are that closed-minded, how do you think they feel about him as a man carrying this doll around?
Oh, well, I think at this point, they are all around just disloyal to anything she has going on. Like, and to me, I was shocked that she still lived with them, because I was like, I'm surprised, because, you know, a lot of times in these closed-minded situations, especially when people are very, very religious, they'll kick you out. So yeah. I was like, I do love the fact that they love her enough to have her in the house, because I was like, I've heard lots of stories, especially in these other countries, they don't have an open mind. It's either do what they say that you should do or you have to go. The doll was a little creepy, I'm not gonna lie. You know, it was weird, but I think in her situation, it's very needed. So we were watching them pick. Sean was coming to the airport, and he was picking She was picking him up from the airport, and she was trying to be herself, and Sean was kind of freaked out. Like, Sean is really trying to.
Sean still refers to her as him. Half the time, so
yeah,
a lot of for him to get used to this.
If he can, right? If he can, I think that it's really interesting, because she made the statement on this episode. She was like, "I'm changing inside and out." Like, she was like, "I'm gonna be a different person inside and out." And I think it kind of answered Sean's question of, "Is this still gonna be the person I fell in love with?" And I don't think so.
Was anybody else shocked by the fact that she wants her first surgery to be butt implants?
Yeah, I was shocked. Not boobs.
Yeah.
Not the bottom surgery, but a BBL, yeah. Which was really interesting to me. Yeah, I thought I thought that she would do the boobs first. Because absolutely. When a guy transitions to a woman, the first thing that makes you look more feminine is to add boobs. Because the flat chest, I feel like, is what makes them feel a lot more insecure about, you know, who they're transitioning into. So I don't know. It's really weird. And she's in very good shape, because she told us that when she was younger, she was overweight. Mm-hmm. And she was teased a lot. So she lost a lot of weight. And she actually turned most of that weight into muscle. So she has like an outstanding physique. Yep. But it's more masculine than feminine. So I felt that was something also that she's going to have to probably change too, right? Because she's going to want a more feminine build up top. And
she kind of made that comment about how she needs the little waist with the bigger butt.
Right, but can you remove muscle? Because I thought, like, with the BBL, it's only fat, right? Because I don't think she has any. There's not some much fat.
Women, well, some women to make their waist smaller, they remove ribs.
Yeah,
that's dangerous, though, right?
Dangerous, but.
Your ribs are there to protect your organs, so yeah.
Well, yeah, that's very dangerous. I really hope that, because don't they also remove the cages? The cage is what protects the rib from injury, and then they remove the rib cage, and then
yeah, some women that go in there, depending on how they want their waist to look, they can remove up to 2 ribs on each side,
so,
I think.
So my unpopular opinion is I think that BBLs look extremely unnatural. Like, yeah. For me, the tiny waist and like big donkey ass, it's just really unnatural to me, yep. Right? Like, I don't think that, I mean, I get not wanting to have a flat ass or a pancake ass. I totally understand. I understand that. But when I see these surgeries and how overboard and unrealistic they make the butt look, you know, I think that it doesn't look human anymore. It's almost like you're like a cartoon character, right? Yeah. Oh, kind of says it's all about the thighs. So wait, are they taking the fat from the thighs and making okay, so maybe it's not from up top, it's from the thighs. Okay, I mean, I don't know. I'm new to understanding all this. And I think that the first surgery being a BBL is definitely gonna make, it's gonna make Shawn feel a little uncomfortable, right? Because that's gonna definitely turn her into a more feminine, physique, you know, because right another, now
we have another Nikki and Igor situation.
Yep.
Really? Do you think it's so? How similar are they to Nikki and Igor? Because Igor did meet Nikki as a woman, because I think that for Aaliyah, he did meet her as Douglas.
In the, so, sorry, I still have a bad cough, guys. In the form that, because he kept Shawn kept saying over and over that if Douglas turns completely into a woman, that's not who he fell in love with. He fell in love with Douglas, not Lena. Like Igor kept saying, he fell in love with Nikki, the feminine Nikki, not the male Nikki.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and I think Nikki, because we saw the pictures when Nikki was younger, she was much more feminine prior to...
It's going to be just a little different than Justin and Nikki, because Shawn has been with both men and women, and he's okay with it. He was married to a woman. He likes both genders. He's just more attracted to the man.
Right.
Igor wasn't even a little iffy. He likes women, and that's it. So knowing that that was a man, that made him feel so very different. So I don't know. That's a touchy one.
Yeah. I don't know how he's going to adjust. And I think once the surgeries start, you know, unfortunately, when it comes to transitioning, you know, there are major changes to make you feel comfortable as who you are. The BBL is only going to be the beginning, you know, because after she does that, it's going to be the top. She's going to need to get her boobs done. And then after that, she'll probably do something else, you know, to make her feel more. Someone said earlier that testosterone would help you lose the muscle mass. Is that true? If you take that, or how does that work? Or you take hormones? If you take a certain thing, maybe, because a lot of people that have transitioned, they have lost a lot of muscle mass and have a more petite arms. So I wonder if that's something you could do without surgery.
Yeah.
I'm curious about. I don't know. Because I don't know, how do you get rid of muscle? I don't know how. Like, it's like, because it's not fat.
Maybe stop lifting weights. I don't know.
Well, yeah. You can't suck muscle out like fat. It's not the same thing.
Right.
You know, muscle is definitely a part of your body. You never hear anyone say they're going to go get muscle removed.
Right.
It's just fat. So when, and she has so much muscle because she worked really hard to lose that weight and get herself in. She's probably in the best shape of her life. At this as well, like, she looks great. Like, her body is a physique at this point.
Right.
So it's gonna be hard for her to get that feminine look out of all the hard work that she put into it. Shawn looks like an older, cleaner Colty. Okay, yeah, I did see a picture of that on Twitter where people put the two together, and then I couldn't unsee it. He does have a cult look to him. I think it's the hairstyle. I think it might be the hairstyle. It's definitely something that makes them look similar. Okay, so we met Adriano, who is the Italian, who's he with? Alex. And what's interesting about Adriano is he's looking for a woman who wants to have regular threesomes with women. And this isn't so far-fetched, right? Like, we've been watching enough dating shows to know that there are people who are okay with that type of thing, that type of lifestyle. It's funny because Alex actually revealed to us in the clue package she has had a threesome before, but that's something that she's done and doesn't want to pursue.
She did it when she was younger as funsies, and now she's ready to settle down. And
well, right. And I understand settling down, you know, and so first of all, how do y'all feel about spicing up your relationship with threesomes? Is this something that is out of the realm of your thought process?
Yeah. I ain't doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it either.
Do you feel like it is going to ruin your relationship? Because a lot of people say that once you do that, you never can trust your spouse because you don't know if they love you more than the threesomes or whatever. Like, how do you feel like it impacts the relationship?
I mean, I feel, I wouldn't. I think,
so,
I guess everybody's different though. Look at the sister wives.
Well, those people are
there is
not,
no I way mean, I'm sharing my man with another woman. No way. No. You want to spice it up? We'll come up with other ideas, but I'm not sharing you with no other woman.
Yep.
No chance. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
Not even like a one-time thing.
Nope.
Really? See, that's interesting because I was wondering that because a lot of people on X or Twitter said that once you do that, you the trust and loyalty is always blurred because you never know if they are looking for that more. Or some people said that they did it and then the husband and the girl started sleeping together, just the two of them behind her back. That was something that someone said on X. They were like, he, I guess, liked it. And then they left the wife out of it and they continued a relationship and then their marriage ended. If you're on this live, I'm sorry, I'm telling your business because we had this conversation last night. I'm not going to say your name, I swear. But that's exactly what she said happened. She said they did it and it was a one-time thing. But unfortunately, they knew the person. Like it was a person that they interacted with regularly. I think that's also an issue. It should be a complete stranger. Perfectly.
Well, what about you, George? Would you want to share your girlfriend or wife with another man?
No. Yep. I would not.
But I also want to touch on, he's talking about how he wants threesomes and that he just likes the fun part of it. Then the friend says, what? You and another guy and her or just girls? And he's like, oh no, just girls, you know?
There you go. It's a one-sided situation. But, I mean, if he's going to want it, then he might as well let her invite a man in there and have, I don't know what you would call that, a foursome? I don't know.
I think at that point, that's just an orgy. I think at that point, that's just everybody.
But then the friend invites himself.
Yeah, I saw that. His friend was like, well, I could just, be that extra person for you, which was interesting. Yeah. But we have to remember, Adriana is going to eventually hit on her cousin and say, hey, your cousin looks nice. You know, maybe we could ask her, which is completely inappropriate, like in a million different ways. Like, in my opinion, if you're going to do this and bring someone in, you should go on vacation and meet them. So they're nowhere near the realm of where you can ever see them again. Right. Like, so like go on a vacation and then go on one of these whore apps or slutty apps where you hook up and then just find some random person. Don't exchange number. Well, you know what? That's not good because then you might catch an STD. I guess you do need to know. Yeah, you do need
but
to know.
How dare you? Okay, let's say that's something that's in her thought. Okay, maybe we'll do it. But now you want to bring in my family member? That's just...
Well, that shows that he has no morals or control. Because, like, at some point, you know, like, I get that he's, I don't know why he's into it to the point where it has to be a regular thing. Like, because I'm like, well, why would you? And even his friend said it. He was like, why are you trying to make something work with a girl that you know doesn't want this when there are women? Because there are women who are totally fine doing this. Like, they are bisexual. They don't mind bringing other women into a relationship. They would enjoy it. Like, they would actually probably go out and help you find the women. So why would you try to convert her into doing something she doesn't do? And I actually agree with his friend 100%. There's no reason why you should be pursuing this with her knowing that she's not interested when there are women who are totally interested. Like, there's a lot of bisexual women.
But is he a friend? Is he actually a friend whenever he said he wanted to be part of the threesome? I mean, what friend is going to tell you they want to have sexual interaction with your wife or husband? I mean, that's not a friend.
Yeah, that was weird. And it said that they've known each other over 10 years. And I was like, that's a weird place to insert yourself in the situation. Because I was like, if y'all are close, you know, you're good friends, you hang out a lot, why would you want to make it weird? Right, because I feel like if you do that with your friend, you're going to make it weird. It's not going to be the same relationship that you have with them anymore. It's always going to be that interaction you had, and it's going to be in the back of your head. And I feel like you're probably going to talk less, right? Because if it goes bad, you're not going to want to see them anymore, right? Like, it's going to be a situation where you want to see less of them. So, yeah, that was a whole weird interaction itself. But I just don't understand his obsession with the threesomes, because he said that he only had his first one at 28. He's only 33. Also, he looks much older. I don't know why. Did y'all get that too? he looked a lot older to me. It might have been the beard, but I was like, man, you look 30, you look 43, but you're 33. But anyway, that's besides the point. But I'm just, he just started at 28. He's only 33. And this is something that he has to incorporate in every relationship now. And I think that this is going to keep him from having a monogamous relationship, which is what Alex wants, which it's fine. You know, like I said, I think everybody needs to be on board with what you're doing. Like sister wives, you know, everybody's on board. Kinda, Danielle's not, but everybody needs to be on board with what you're doing, and then everybody's happy. But you don't go and find someone who wants monotony and try to adapt them into your lifestyle, which is gonna torture her, right? Because she's always gonna feel like, why aren't I enough for you? You know, why is it always need to be someone added in to make you happy? And again, that could maybe be a symptom of an addiction. And you know, being addicted, because
she's a therapist, so she's got to, I mean, she's got to read so much further into this than the rest of us.
If she's a therapist, I don't want to go see her, because any therapist, and if any therapist knows in their right mind that that is not normal.
Well, you know what they say, most therapists have a therapist. That's what they say. They are usually a mess in their own life, but for a living, they help other people figure things out. And I think that in this situation, it's very clear that she doesn't know what's going to work for her, because there's no reason for her to go over to Italy and try to make something like this work, knowing that that's not what she wants. Because even he said, he was like, maybe one day she'll change her mind. What? One day she's going to wake up one day and be like, oh, I want to watch my maybe husband at the time have sex with just some random chick every other weekend.
Or my cousin, right?
Like, I've never met a woman who just changed her mind and wanted that for herself. I haven't. Yeah. I'm not saying that there aren't women who are totally fine with this type of lifestyle. Like, I feel like Sophie, who's bisexual, I feel like she might actually be totally fine with adding a woman into their situation or whatever situation she's in. There's women who are totally fine with it, but you have to find them, right? You have to find those people and integrate them into your relationship. And I think this will be a fun one to watch. I know it's going to fall apart, you know, but we're never unhappy watching people's relationships fall apart, right?
No, not at all. That's what we're here for.
Why do I feel like he would try to get her drunk? Yeah. I feel like that's his idea, his thought process. Like, oh, she might be okay with it after a few drinks, or she might be, you know. And I think that that's a horrible way to get anyone to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't want to do it sober, they sure as hell shouldn't be doing it drunk. You know, like, I think that that's a horrible thought process, because a lot of people are like, oh, talk to me after a few drinks. No, if you don't want to do it right now with no drinks in you, you shouldn't do it at all, because you're going to regret it tomorrow, right? You're going to regret it tomorrow. You didn't really want it.
Yep.
All right, so who else was on? That was it, right? It was just the three couples tonight. Oh, wait, Luke and Medellin were on, and he made his way to, where is she from?
Colombia,
and she was really excited to see him. Did anybody notice the really nice white BMW that she drove to the airport in? So I'm assuming Luke bought that, right? Because
he bought her car.
Yeah,
the one she drove in her pajamas to go get him.
Right. Yes, she drove in her pajamas in this really nice BMW. She's really excited. I'm waiting for the big reveal that he has no money. I'm just really excited to see her freak out, because he's like, oh, maybe she'll be okay with it. And I was like, yeah, in an alternate universe where everything opposite, like, she's not gonna be okay with it. Like, her whole existence is being taken care of. She's a 19-year-old who doesn't work, who drives a beautiful white BMW and lives in a beautiful skyrise apartment with the perkiest boobs I've ever seen, right? Like, it's
with an infinity pool on her balcony.
Right? Yeah. Like, she's living the lifestyle, and I can't imagine that she's not
for now.
For now, right. I don't know how far he paid her rent in advance, because that was another thing I was thinking, because I was like, how far up is the car note and the rent paid before things start disappearing, you know? Because they'll just come get the car, they'll ask you to get out of the apartment. I was like, how long until the self-destruct process? Because that's also a thing. If he's totally broke, he's living in his mom's garage. Like, the money is completely gone. I'm pretty sure he had his own place. His own place is now gone. So it's really winding down to the end of the road. So I think maybe he paid things up ahead of time for her, because I'm assuming in Colombia it's a bit cheaper for these type of items. Yeah. You know, a BMW and a beautiful skyrise in LA, you're gonna pay a little more than you would in Colombia.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming maybe he was able to pay up. Well, and then
it was only like $1,500 a month for Jasmine's in Panama. So
yeah, and that was nice. It didn't have any cutting utensils for cooking, but it was really nice.
Right.
It's a nice place. There were no potato peelers.
Did you notice at the airport that she was smacking him with the balloons and stuff? Like, she's a child. I realize she's 19, but she is a spoiled, rotten child.
Yeah.
This is...
Everybody keeps saying, they're like, check her ID. She's like a little teenage girl. I mean, and they're 100% right. She is a teenage girl.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a serious... relationship to him. I think for her, this is what it is. It's like what Jasmine was looking for before she hooked up with Gino, a sugar daddy. You know, she's a sugar baby. She's getting taken care of, and I can't imagine any other lifestyle. Hell, if I could switch places with her, I would do it. You know, like that's a lifestyle that I would really enjoy, driving around in a BMW and living in a skyride. Like, I am down.
Yeah,
hit me up. Let me know. Like, I can't imagine why she would want anything different, you know? And I think that when you get yourself, because I said this about Gino, when you get yourself in a sugar daddy situation, you can't hold it against the woman for expecting the same exact thing that you reeled her in with, right? Because they're like, oh, well, you should be, you know, you should love me regardless. They're like, well, you didn't reel her in with love. Yep. You reeled her in with cars and money and purses and shoes and clothes. So don't expect her to feel the exact same way about those items about you, because you didn't sell yourself. Your heart wasn't what you were offering to her when y'all got together. Yeah. And I think that that's what happened with Jasmine and Gino. Gino wanted her to respect him, you know, after he quit his job and he didn't have any money. And I'm like, well, that's not the Gino that you sold to her in Panama. You sold to her that she was going to have everything that she wanted. You put her up in this ass apartment. So now when you tell her you're broke, she don't want to hear that. You know, that's not what you saw. I always call it false advertising. It's false advertising, and we've seen it a billion times on this show. So many people bring these women over here under the pretense that they're going to change their lives and give them everything that they've ever wanted. And then when they get here, it happened with Anfisa. And George was like, oh, well, he told Anfisa he was going to give her like $5,000 a month allowance.
Yeah.
Then when she arrived, he was like, I can give you like $200.
Yeah.
And did you notice how she was throwing things at him, the red makeup bag? Like, she was, and I don't blame her. I don't condone violence, but making her leave and fly across the world to give her $200, she would have never got on that plane, right?
Yeah.
She was in that relationship for money, and then when she got here, there was no money. That's false advertising. If you did that in business, that would be fraud, and you could go to jail, right? Yeah. Like, that's fraud. That's literally what that is, and I can't imagine what any woman would think. And I think that Medellin is gonna move on to the next sugar daddy who hasn't went broke. But why not? She's a perky 19-year-old who can get whatever she wants, clearly. And do you really think Luke is the only sucker that she has on speed dial?
No.
Come on.
No.
If you have one sucker, why not have two suckers? Why not have three suckers? Like, when we met Jasmine on the show, the first thing we thought was, how many Ginos does she have on speed dial, right? Yep. She might be marrying this one, but how many other ones did she have in her pocket?
Does she still have in her pocket?
Yep. Well, yeah, because let's remember that she's got people paying for her BBL. She's got people, you know, and one other thing about that show that we didn't talk about yesterday. A lot of people were saying, like, Jasmine and going to Miami, they should have put that money towards getting the kids over. So a lot of people are saying it has to be a storyline, because she clearly wouldn't have went to Miami and spent all that money on that trip if she wanted to get the kids over. Do you think that it's a real storyline that she wants to bring the kids over to, or do you think the kids were never going to come over here? That was just something that
she never wanted the kids to come over here. I mean it's obvious. She didn't even take care of them over there.
She wanted the kids to come over, but she doesn't have custody of them.
Well, that was the thing, because I was like, how do you bring someone over to another country that you didn't have custody of?
Yeah.
That I've never heard of that, because if they wouldn't give you custody in your home country where they live, they wouldn't let you bring them across the world. So I was like, I'm beginning to think that this is just a storyline that they've added in to make it a little more interesting, and maybe they never were coming here.
Yeah.
You know, and It sounds better to say that you were working towards it. So even if you can't do it, it looks like you tried, right? Because everybody expects a try than someone who didn't try at all. You know, so I was just like, that's an interesting aspect to that. But I think we didn't talk about that. Hey, Kobe.
But can we bring up something? Because of course, last night I wasn't able to talk. My voice just... but okay, she said that they had been friends for a very long time, correct? Okay,
he said that
they had only been friends for 5 years. And
wait, are you Leandro?
Yes, Leandro and Jasmine. Okay, she said that they had been friends for many years, but he said that they had only been friends for 5 years. Okay, so when she was talking about her exes and all this stuff that she was doing to Gino, so hasn't her and Gino been together for what, like 3 or 4 years now? Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me that he was doing all this stuff with her like a year before? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see what you're saying, because Jasmine made it seem like she hadn't really been dating since her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Before
exactly. She said that she didn't have anybody, but he said they were friends for 5 years, and her and Gino has been together what 3, maybe 4 years now. They've been together for a while.
Yeah.
So that means that she was out banging her head up against the headboard with many people.
Yeah.
I mean,
cars and elevators and anywhere else.
Did we ever doubt that though? Like, I feel like we knew that, right? We knew Jasmine was out there having her coochie taken care of regularly, right? Oh, I want to ask a question. This is weird, but the public thing, yes or no? Jasmine, it's for Jasmine and Gino. They feel like they need to sow their wild oats. They need to do it somewhere in public, which is arrestable. But how do y'all feel about that? Like, say you're on a beach and there is a nude section and it would be okay to do something like that. Is this ever something that is in the realm of your thought process?
Oh, I
or are you guys
done it in public? Absolutely.
Is there ever a time Kara doesn't surprise me? Like,
I'm too old school. I wouldn't do nothing like that. No, first of all, you're not going to catch me on a nude beach because ain't nobody seeing me naked except for the person that I'm with. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be looking at nobody's, what they got going on over there neither. So, no. And do something in public? No.
Did you say because you're too old?
I'm old school.
Okay. You have to remember that July 4th, I will have been married 30 years. I got married when I was 17. Oh, wow. I had all of my 20s to have fun. Would I do it now? No. Have I done it? Yes.
No. Oh, okay, okay, okay. So you're not saying you would do it tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
I'm too old for that shit. My legs and hips and shit don't look like it.
So wait, what about the car? Didi, what about the car? No?
No, it's bad luck to have sex in a car. Do you not know that? If you have sex in your car, it's going to break down. Hello?
Wait, for real? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've had sex in quite a few cars and it didn't break down.
Yeah.
So, one, I'm old school. I'm very superstitious and I ain't doing all that stuff. If I want to have like that, that's why I'm an empty nester. I can start from one side of the house and go all the way to the other side. I mean, outside of my garage, wherever you want to, but no, we're keeping it.
We had sex in a car while he was driving.
Oh no.
See, Cara always surprises me.
I was in always. My early 20s.
See, that's not only is
Cara giving them people something to look at,
but that's dangerous. That's no. So dangerous.
Would I do it now? Absolutely.
Well, no, but I mean, absolutely. I think when you're new in a relationship, those bold things are needed, right?
Yeah.
Like I know Didi, you don't want to hear it, but I think that the younger you are and the newer the relationship it is, you do these wild, weird, crazy things. I think Jasmine and Gino at their age now, they need to probably not be doing that. Because like they were planning on doing it somewhere. I don't know where they were talking about, but don't get arrested, guys. Like don't do that.
For camping, look at Ashley and Manuel. They do it in every bathroom possible. Like,
well, right. I think it's a new relationship thing where it's like exciting. it's exciting in the new, like, if you've been together 10 years, y'all are probably not going to go bang it out in the bathroom. You're both are going to look at each other and be like, that bathroom is dirty. We can wait till we get home. Yeah. But like when you're new in a relationship, you're both are like, no, we live like 45 minutes away. We can make that work. Like, I think it's a newer relationship thing, but I think that Gino and Jasmine at their age, they should probably just keep it in the hot tub and, you know, keep it with the golden showers, right? Keep it in.
While they were camping, that's close enough to public, so.
Oh, yeah, right. They did. Camping in the tent. And that's right. They're in a tent, but they're also in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds, and nobody's getting arrested, right?
Yeah.
See, you have to find that happy medium.
Yeah, looking on nasty toes, nasty, sweaty, dirty toes. Oh, my gosh, that was disgusting.
Yes.
Didi, I think you might be a prude. I'm not sure though. I think you might be. I'm not sure.
Why?
It's very possible. It's very possible. I think that you don't, because I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not sucking nobody's toes either. Like, no,
especially if they taste like cheese, like she said.
And she's still
like, I mean, come on. They've been walking around. They're sweaty. He had on, what do you call them? What do you call them in English? They're chunclas in Spanish, but like flip-flop thingamajiggers.
Oh,
so they're sweaty. Yeah. They got dirt all in them. I mean, she takes them off and then starts sucking his toes. I mean, gross?
Yeah, it is disgusting.
It's gross. Speaking of gross, Kyle is also gross.
Kyle is so gross.
Just circling
back. Past gross. I don't even know what category Kyle's in right now. He's
circling back, yeah. Just to remind everyone, Kyle's gross. And again, yeah. I want to throw this out there. Ladies, I don't know what the process is for scouting a donor, but please be very careful of who you're scouting, because this guy is out there and supposedly is getting a lot of hits. And I just want to make sure that the ladies are protected. You know, like, be very.
If it's free and it's on Facebook, don't do it.
It's too good to be true, right? If you go to the store and there was a store back in Ohio, I forget the name. All the prices were like on a price gun, like they were on the item. And people used to switch the prices of stuff so they could get really expensive stuff for really cheap. That's Kyle. If you go into the store and there's a Chanel purse, ladies, and it says $1.99. It's too good to be true. Keep walking, keep looking, because if all Chanel purses were $1.99, none of y'all carry them. So I know it sounds good. It might sound like a good situation, but what in the hell? Like, how is this guy able to convince these women to go through with this? And it's like, I'm wondering, now that we're hearing the women speaking out, if he's lying to them. And he's setting up a scenario or a situation that's not real. And I'm just really worried. So again, ladies, please be very careful with who you are choosing. And if you can and you can afford it, go through a agency, a doctor's office, or, oh my God, word of mouth of someone who used someone and they have something positive to say.
Yeah.
Right? Like, please, because this is crazy. And like I said, I think it's only going to get worse when we hear more throughout the season. We're only on the second episode and all this has come out. Like, that video of him from over a year ago, that video was circling before episode one even came out. Like, these women were ready. They were ready to tell their side of the story. And I think that this platform, this show, is going to give them the opportunity to maybe get justice from what they've been through. And good for them, right? Good for them. They've been suffering through this, and good for them. I'm hoping that people will listen. You know, the more people that are aware, the more people will listen, and the right people might hear what they need to hear. So we'll leave it at that. All right, guys, we're going to come back on our regular scheduled day, which is Sunday. We're going to talk about Happily Ever After. And then on Monday, we're going to be talking MILF Manor and Love in Paradise again. So I don't know if we're going to do it on the same night again like we did tonight. Depending on how good the show is, we might need time for each one. But we'll gauge it. So possibly, hey, Ruben the Cuban, we'll gauge it and we'll try to determine if we'll be able to do both shows in one night or if we need to do two different ones.
It's going to be Kyle. I think that we've given this douchebag enough attention and the only thing that we'll ever have to say about him is gross.
Yeah.
And then we can move on.
Please.
So it should be short.
Yeah. Please take a shower, Kyle.
Yeah.
Please.
We're also begging. Learn that your freaking mouth closed. Keep your dick in your pants, and not all women want you. Yuck.
Yuck. All right, guys.
Very yuck.
Everybody go and follow my two co-hosts, Kara and Didi. They're very opinionated, but they are the pride and joy of my show. I wouldn't do this without them. So make sure to follow them. They're tagging this video. Make sure to follow me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com, anywhere you get your podcast. Type in the George Massey Show. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and everybody have a wonderful night. We'll talk to all of you guys really soon, and we'll be back on Sunday. Oh, look for my story or on my channel. I'm going to go find that YouTube video that the girl posted that had a child that conceived with him. And I'm going to let you guys watch it, and then we can talk about it next week. So everybody, yeah. Wait 30 minutes. I'm going to find it, and then I'm going to post it, and then everybody can watch it. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all really soon.
Bye. See you Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.